This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Doug Stephanie with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Rolling back into a focus on today, this is the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. From the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband, in a manner of speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family, explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single thing that people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I. Then one that includes our husbands. One that includes my two nieces as well. But
your father's out, though. He's not a part of them.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. All right, can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah,
delete it.
Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life liked, loved, LOL'd, all good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Leave me alone if you love me. Okay, some good news about a wonderful family that adopted an elderly neighbor, calling this man an honorary grandpa for heartwarming moments. Moved from Texas to the East Coast. This family adopted a neighborhood senior who jumped in when they moved into the neighborhood to welcome them. 82-year-old Paul Callahan brought the Carabello family some warmth and sunshine and love. And so the family's bonded. The youngsters, there are eight. Am I got this right? They have the eight youngsters in this family. Woo-wee. This fellow, his wife passed away, I guess, a few years ago, and he's looking months ago. Was it just months ago?
Yeah. 6 months ago. Not 6 months ago, but 6 months before the family moved to the neighborhood. So he was still, I think we can call that freshly widowed.
Yeah, right. So under the circumstances, he had time. He had his ability to, to teach youngsters. I've found that to be the case. I'm teaching my grandchildren a lot of things that are practical, that maybe their fathers know something about, maybe they don't. But it's different coming from the grandfather than it is from the father. It just is. Like grandmothers and mothers, it's a whole different thing. Because there isn't the pressure on the grandparents to make sure that it's all right. Except it is usually all right. I know that I'm very conscious of my role with my two grandsons. And I can feel it coming back to me, especially with Miles, who's now, he'll be nine in December. He's very observant, and he loves the things that he can do with me. And I love the way he just kind of dances around when I show up. Gramps, what are we going to do? So that's a good, the good, that's a wonderful thing for both that fellow who's 82 and the neighbors.
Well, and it's also a reminder to check on your neighbors who are older and do live alone. And because some people don't have any family, not only around them or near them, but period. Some people are truly alone. And it just, I think a lot of people, they need that camaraderie. They need that human interaction.
Yep. Here's something you will identify with for sure. Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today there are many families who give their children responsibility. And there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that says,
"They're
congratulations.
They're offering $50, yeah.
Right. If you're reading this, you got $50. Now, but here's the catch," the note continues. "However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot." And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media and saying, they not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, "Once when we sent our son off to Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked if he found the money. He said, 'What money?'"
Oh, no.
Right, there you go. "When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went, when he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, because that's, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age. And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? What do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down. Don't have too many shoes down by the door. Take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2.5 and he has chores. He has to help clean his toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because, again, he's 2.5. But he does do that. He has the chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah, I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then that's a good deal, frankly. It's a very good deal. Okay, another name in the news is Eric Kilburn. Eric Kilburn is a youngster who has 20, his shoe size is 23. All right? They don't actually make most of the major shoe manufacturers do not make a size 23 shoe. So apparently, the opportunity came for somebody. This guy's a sophomore in high school, right, in Michigan? sophomore.
Very young.
Size 23 shoe.
He is so tall. He's 6'10". Uh-huh. He was wearing a size 22 shoe, which was too small, and so he was having feet problems. And nobody makes a size this big, so you have to do special order, and a pair cost over $1,000. They started this GoFundMe. I think an aunt started this GoFundMe for him, just like $3,500 enough to buy two pairs of shoes. That's all they were looking for. And it, the whole thing went viral to the point where big name companies started donating shoes. And the problem is they can't donate him directly to this team because of those different legalities of high school students being kind of like paid to play kind of situation. So they donated it to the school. And then the school gifted it to the team.
So Shaquille O'Neal gets in on the act. Every time he finds somebody like this, he will work to find him shoes or whatever it is. He has Reebok as a sponsor. So apparently they're hoping to come up with a size 20. Shaq wears a 22, so they can't be made on the they're not on the rack either. And you know what they – am I crude by referring to the size of one's feet or one's hands, what that means in a man? Is that crude?
What's it mean, Doug? I'm not familiar with this. Please elaborate.
Yes, you are. James, do you know to which I am referring?
No clue.
Okay, good. Well, that's refreshing. Jay will fill you in during the next commercial.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I can do that quickly, but I'm not doing it on the air. It has to. Well, I can probably allude to it this way. Let's see how the people are now, because they know where I'm going with this, they're eager to see how I get out of it, because I've just kind of stuck, if you'll pardon the pun, my foot in my mouth. But it has to do with one of your appendages.
Which How's one?
The one that's that's important if you want to reproduce. How's that? That good? It's the reproductive side of things. You get that now, James? You okay? What's that? Maybe I should find out what size shoe he wears.
Oh, James, okay.
Oh, what? HR.
No, we're
HR.
Good. We're good. Oh, we're cutting it off. Can't do that. We're cutting it off.
All right.
Hard stop.
HR.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What better way to enjoy than get out and have some fun? Take a good walk with your dog, your pet. I don't know. You can't take a cat. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. You ever take cats out on a walk? Who takes cats out?
Of course.
Really?
All of the cats I've lived with walked on a leash and harness. And in fact,
really?
I would say a percentage of my listeners have taught their dogs, their cats rather, to walk on a leash and harness.
Okay. Well, good for them. Somebody sent me a question. Listen, what do you want me to, where do we go with that conversation? When pets die, how are their remains handled? This is something I read. This is L.A. Magazine, coming back from L.A. The last time when I was out there for the Gracies a couple of weeks ago. I grabbed the L.A. I like the L.A., not the L.A. Times. I don't like the L.A. Times. The L.A. Magazine, though, is always interested. So there's a section, you probably know this section, written by Chris Lamag, and I think that's probably short for L.A. Mag, but I like the name Chris Lamag. How about that? Anyway, when pets die in L.A., how do their remains get handled? And so I thought that was an interesting question, not just for L.A., but in general. What happens to a pet? Do they get buried in cemeteries? I know that there's a part of a pet cemetery on Forest Lawn, isn't there? Don't I remember that somewhere out there?
I'm not sure there's one at Forest Lawn, but, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic because it depends on your relationship with your pet. Some people consider this their dog or this their cat, where someone like you or someone like myself, this is my family member that has four legs.
So I have Charlotte's remains, her ashes, in the nightstand by my bed.
I have right now, alongside my desk, I have the ashes of several of my pets, and in my night table upstairs where I sleep is my collar. It's not my collar, but I collar from the first dog I ever lived with, Smokey. So, you know, it depends.
I have Charlotte's collar. Yes. I have her on that night post, that side of the bed by where the ashes are. I have her collar, and I have her leash.
Well, let me throw something at you, okay? And I talked about this on my show. Are there times when you're by yourself that all of a sudden you smell Charlotte or a dog or a cat? That it happens to me.
That's very interesting you ask that question. I was changing the sheets the other day on my bed. Isn't it funny? This is like synchronicity with my friend Uri Geller. The same sort of thing, thinking about what it is that what is there about that odor, if that's what it is, or that not fragrance, but the smell, the scent, maybe that's the better word for it, that is part of. And you know what? It may come from the leash and the collar that I have hanging on the bed.
You know, call me eccentric and get online, but I just think it's in the brain. I think that there are certain smells that you live with that make you feel good, that make you calm and comfortable. For some people, it's a certain smell on a candle. Some people, it's a different smell. For me, there are times, and I can't explain it, but there are times I might be sitting around or writing my show, or I'm putting a thing together in terms of whether dogs are wagging their tail left or right, what that means. But the bottom line is sometimes that smell will just come into my mind, and sometimes a tear will come out of my eye, or sometimes a smile, thinking of something stupid that they did.
Yep.
I think people don't talk about it, but I think people's memories of their pet vary from scent to sound. Some people say they hear their dogs.
I think I thought at first, after Charlotte died in 2015, I'd had her for almost 15 years, the urge to not have another bulldog. I was with somebody at the time, and we adopted a Staffordshire. Great, great, wonderful, wonderful dog. And then she and I went our separate ways, so I got Daisy. I thought at first I didn't really know that I wanted to have another bulldog, but I am so happy to have this dog. She is so wonderful. She's different than Charlotte, but yet she reminds me of Charlotte in a very good way. And the love, I just love, love, love this little girl.
Part of a dog is what's the input from their guardian. And so, of course, she's going to be very similar to Charlotte. My dogs will have similar traits because it's the way I treat them. So there are certain reactions I get from them. I just think that you never, ever, ever, you know, you may forget certain people in your life, but for some reason, they're so imprinted in our brain that we just, for most people, they're just with us our whole lives. I mean, I can still remember almost, and listen, I've had as many as 60 dogs, 30 cats, 22 rabbits, 6 chickens, 6 ducks, and 2 pet pigs all at one time. Up in Cobleskill. And I can remember every single one of them, and I buried every single one of them myself.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that for cows, the cows I've had over the years, there are some I've been very close to, and I am now, and they certainly hold that place, not the same place that Charlotte did and Daisy does, but still there's a closeness there. The human-animal connection and the bond. It's a fabulous thing to celebrate, and we do it every week with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-4-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an in-game strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Good Day program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. Just got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And, he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun. And, so this guy goes after the, robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said?
Which
everybody in the world talking about that? Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who... Well, just, hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
Yeah.
The great Sikh cover-up. Right. No, but I get your point. But, we're going to change. You know, you've inspired me. Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is, we're not talking about
get
that.
Rid
Let's
of
talk
it.
About the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump? It
it's
isn't
endless.
Redundant.
He's
the problem
gift that keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory. I'm just
that's a great. You know, wait. Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to. You either got it, folks, or you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell. She was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster
homes. The foster system,
homes,
yeah.
The system, yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries.
Get it,
raised
girl.
Funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought about a nightlight?
Uh-huh.
Is that consequential? But children, I know when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Mac?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told that she cannot do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. Parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do.
What does that teach?
Yeah, it teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her, she should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the 6th grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. And volunteers in a local food bank as well, and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
Yep. Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that? As adults, where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit. I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. I think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm, and nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your
who
way
cares?
Through all of that, I think you need to have yourself
Dan, you have examined.
The only
Thank
constant
you.
In your life is you.
Yep. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They have stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Just a genuine, genuine kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, they'll be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across. There are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. Sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There was no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program, and this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, they, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, excuse me, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, so, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody that, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. And but what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
If we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people that throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting
than everything out of their cars?
Oh, get a! What's the matter with you? What do you? What could you be thinking? You selfish SOBs! Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog. Because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Here we are in Good Day Health. It's 53 after the hour, said he with a choked up voice. Jack, I may need you to help me with my voice here.
Yes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He has two fabulous websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can get all the information about the things that you need to put into your body, the things that he's created, the things that work, things that will help you. There are the enzymes that work to make your stomach work, if you will, right? That's what it's supposed to do. You need enzymes in your stomach, because without his believer in the GAP, Jack's a GAPS practitioner, which is all about the gut health, begins and ends with a healthy gut. So, you know, after I had that flu thing and I took a Z-Pack because I couldn't stand anymore, I just had to get rid of it, the cough and everything else. And then I went right to town with the Lee enzymes to bring in the things that are necessary, because you got to have all the probiotics and have the things that balance your stomach off, because when you take something like that, it kills all the good bacteria, all the bad bacteria, everything's gone.
Yes.
So, anyway, Jack always with the weekend show that he does, the Good Day Health show, you know, we have 2 hours of Good Day Health that appears on most of the same stations that carry the Good Day program with Jack and Ken Kronos, two very different ways of looking at the recipes for life. And so if you want to understand what the natural, I often come up with names. I called, somebody asked me the other day about, how would I describe you? And I said, I just popped out of my head, he's an herbalist. I don't know why I said that, but
I'm not an herbalist. I use herbs, but I'm certainly not an herbalist.
No. Anyway, check out Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com. He's a Nooka chiropractor and does wonders for those people who have bad necks and stuff like yours truly, who's had gone around in circles with this thing. And now I feel, for some reason or another, it just has gone away. But I was taking stuff that, you know, it is something that you don't even think about until it doesn't work. Isn't that true about most everything in the body, though, Jack? We take it for granted. Everything works fine until it doesn't. And then we start thinking, what in the world is that about? And
well,
so
it's almost always a result of some form of malnutrition or another. The two big combinations, the malnutrition and the imbalance of the spine against gravity, which will, you know, break down and destroy the joints, and malnutrition just hurts the organs over a period of time. And depending on how healthy your mother was when you were developing inside of her, as to how long you can carry that basic nutritional complex into adolescence, into early adulthood, until it begins to suffer if you don't replace it with good foods, the kind of foods Mother Nature made, not the kind of foods that Nestle makes.
Lucky my mother's health was not good when I was in the womb, but, you know, somehow I've overcome it by just not doing the things that are not good for
you. Well, you've been conscientious, and you're a farmer, for Pete's sake. Yeah. Farmers are some of the healthiest people in the world.
Yeah. There you go. All right, you've posted a study that shows how important vitamin K is. I would venture to say that 85% of the people listening to this program right now don't even know what vitamin K is, never mind what it does. So would you do the honors?
Well, vitamin K is one of the, well, it's absolutely essential to health. It has an awful lot to do with bone, the hardness of your bones. It has an awful lot to do with insulin, maintaining good levels of insulin in the body, which we've just recently learned from the University of Montreal at the Montreal Clinical Research Institute in Canada. And they found out that vitamin K can help reduce one's risk of diabetes. And just as I have maintained about diabetes or arthritis or cardiovascular disease, these cancer, these are almost all diseases of malnutrition. When the body isn't getting what it needs, it becomes a sitting duck for these other kinds of problems to start showing up. And a shortage of vitamin K, which usually comes from green leafy plants. There are easier ways to get it than that if you're not into green leafy plants, one of which is something called Easy Mag. It's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com, is a real concentrated form of vitamin K. And what the study at Montreal found out is that it helps to increase a process called carboxylation. And carboxylation is something that helps inside of cells to produce the proteins they're supposed to produce. And what they found that in the pancreatic beta cells that produces insulin, they found out that vitamin K has a direct effect to help the body balance the insulin levels inside the system, as well as the sensitivity to insulin. And what happens with a lot of pre-diabetics and eventually diabetics is they become so insensitive to the presence of the insulin that their body is making that they have to have large blasts of synthetic insulin shot into them once or twice a day just to maintain sugar levels. Right. So vitamin K is essential for the pancreas to make insulin.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.